Welcome to the 359. I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
I'm Scott Stein.
So Scott has come with us today to show off the iPhone XS and XS Max. My mistake. XS Max.
XS Max. They'll be called XS.
I'm gonna keep screwing up the names, but either way.
So will everyone.
Why don't you start us off with something easy? Give us your first impressions. What do you think of these phones? Are they interesting? Are they fun? What do you think of the design? Give us like kind of the elevator pitch.
Sure. Well, so I think last year the iPhone X came out in November. It was expensive. It was not a phone everybody got, and it was an elevated part of the line. And clearly Apple is expanding that line out, and I think these feel a lot more polished. They feel faster. There's a lot of tweaks throughout. They don't introduce any one new thing, and I think that's the thing. If you're looking for something new technologically, it definitely has a faster processor. The camera is better in a couple of key ways. Faster LTE. But do all those things really add up to something that you need right now?
Yeah, and it's $1,000.
And it's still $1,000. $1,000 for the smaller one or the normal one, and the Max is $1,100. So that is a lot of money. That's laptop money. And if you have a 10, just upgrade to iOS 12 because it speeds it up. And in fact, iOS 12 speeds up a lot of old phones, iPhones. So think about that. Think about whether you want to wait too, because this isn't even the last iPhone this year. The 10R is $250 less than the 10. And $749, it's coming out end of October. I do not have it to review yet. And it has the same processor, probably better battery life.
It just doesn't have dual camera, but it does have a lot of the same features.
It has the smart HDR, which ended up turning out to have a real impact on preventing things from being overblown in photos. And it also has the same processor. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have the OLED display, but if you have an iPhone 8 or one of those models, you're using LCD. It's a bigger display. It has Face ID. And it could be perfectly fine for you.
All right. So I want to tick off a handful of important elements here. So features to me is an important thing to talk about for an S year. So we were discussing this a little bit before the podcast. One year for an S year, there was Touch ID. Another year, there was Siri. I think 3D Touch was another one.
3D Touch was another.
With this year, there wasn't like a feature for them to like really hang their hat on and say like, hey, here's the new thing that you can really get if you buy this product.
Right. And there wasn't a thing to really dive into in the review to say, here, I can show this off per se. And it makes it challenging. A lot of the potential here, it's totally potential. They talk about the A12 processor being used for AI and machine learning. And it benchmarked faster on, benchmark tests. But that happens every year. And the AI gains, well, it's really impossible to tell what that means or how that's going to play out. It's all conceptual, really, for the user. AR looked a lot better. But if you have to be really into AR.
I don't know a lot of people
who's into AR, right. But, there's that. The camera gains are, I think, modest, but did matter, particularly their smart HDR claim, which I didn't think would matter to me as much, actually ended up producing, it's a faster focus, more light gets into the lens, and it also prevented everyday shots, like a lamp in the living room, it had more detail to prevent it from being blown out, because I still felt I had some blurry or slightly blown out photos on the iPhone X. I didn't find them as much. But still, there's a lot of other cameras out there. Pixel 2 is great, and it's often considered the best camera.
Yeah, and a new Pixel is expected to come out. So last question I wanted to get to, too, related to this is, if you have an iPhone X from last year, is it at all worth upgrading to one of these phones?
No, I don't think it's worth it, because I think you should update to iOS 12, which improves the performance of a lot of iPhones. Try that out, and already it's made a difference on the iPhone X model that I've been playing with. And see what that's like. And if you have a plan that's going to upgrade you year over year automatically and just money doesn't matter to you somehow, then, sure, update. But I think for any normal person who's spending money that they really care about, just stick with your phone. Be happy you got the iPhone X. It's a really good, solid model. These are more incremental upgrades.
Yeah.
And I think if you've been waiting for a phone, like an iPhone 7, this is a really good time to upgrade. However,
because it's a little bit cheaper. Yeah.
But it's a little cheaper. Wait for that 10R. That's the one. So we're really caught with one shoe dropping on these iPhone reviews.
So we're already out of time, but I do want to get to one quick other story we wanted to mention from CNBC. They reported yesterday that Amazon is planning to release at least 8 new Alexa-enabled devices this year, including a microwave. Exciting?
I've always wanted an Alexa microwave to call from across the room to cook my corn. I know there's too many Alexa devices. I guess if you're looking for one smart assistant to control your life, like a Ray Bradbury novel, yes, you want everything Alexa. But I just think about 10 years from now, like, Will that platform hold, or will you be buying all new connected
things? Who knows? Who knows? If you want to read more about these stories, check us out on CNET. I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
I'm Scott Stein.
Thanks for listening.